This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea and the United States responded to North Korea's launch of 8 missiles Sunday by firing 8 more missiles into the waters off the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula Monday morning. 7 were fired by South Korea and 1 by the United States, according to South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senators said Sunday there is a growing momentum to forge a bipartisan congressional response to recent mass shootings that could trigger federal gun control for the first time in a generation. But a deal is not yet in hand. Talks are expected to continue for several more days. The first weekend of June marked a greater number of lawlessness and shooting deaths in the United States, more so than the previous three-day weekend, which ended with Memorial Day. The number for weekend violence through Sunday night was at least 12 killed and 38 injured. During the holiday weekend, 9 were killed and more than 60 were injured. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Gun control is the talk of the town.
Following two recent mass shootings at a supermarket in New York State and an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, the issue of guns and gun laws is becoming a hot topic among lawmakers. President Biden recently delivering an address on the issue, calling for a comprehensive national gun control strategy. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, GOP House Minority Whip Steve Scalise shares his thoughts on the response by the other side of the political aisle.
The best way forward is, first of all, when you have a shooting, instead of sitting down and going, okay, what is really causing this? Why do we see these happening more and more in the last few years? It immediately becomes a debate about taking away guns. And you see Democrats quickly run. In the day of the shooting, they were talking about passing H.R. 8 in the Senate.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Britain's governing Conservatives will hold a no-confidence vote Monday that challenges Prime Minister Boris Johnson's leadership. If Johnson loses the vote among the 359 Conservative lawmakers, the party will choose a new leader who will become the Prime Minister. Now, if he wins, he can't face another challenge for another year under current party rules. A caravan of roughly 10,000 people are expected to swell to 15,000, is heading to the United States with intentions to enter the country. One immigrant expects President Biden to uphold his promise to immigrants.
He promised the Asian community he will help them. He will call Title 42. He will help us having real asylum. But now we need him to keep his promise.
A Honduran migrant tells CNN Biden has given them a time limit to get into the country.
What I want for my people, I just want patient and pass that we can get to the U.S. because they're having a new president versus Biden. He's going to help all of us. He's given us 100 days to get to the U.S. and give us legal mental paper so we can get a better life for our kids and family.
NASCAR racing over the weekend, Joey Logano beat Kyle Busch in an intense overtime battle. Coming up next, NASCAR goes to Sonoma, California next weekend. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. John Fleetwood is back with us because he just doesn't know how to go home. No, that's not true. He's in Tennessee, in God's country out there, and enjoying himself. And, of course, he's been pinch hitting for Phil Hotzenpiller, who's been so busy dealing with everything that he's dealing with, you know, all these spiritual issues and, you know, like the rest of us, trying to reconcile the spiritual with the cultural. But once again, John, God says, go ahead and test me. And, you know, you'll find out, just kind of like the law of gravity. This is my interpretation, that you'll find out that the law of gravity does exist. And people are finding out that God does exist, though it may rankle some people because, you know, God's such a killjoy. Because when God's in the picture, that means you can't do as you darn well please, right?
That's right. That's what we believe as Christians, that we have a moral authority and our ethics are not based on what man says, but who God is.
Amen. That's right. And the thing is that people's frustration and chaos right now is brought to you by our own arrogance and selfishness. You know, God has said, okay, fine, you want to have it your way. You want to, you know, as he's done time and again. I mean, there's nothing new under the sun here. We're just realizing and experiencing firsthand what others before us realize when they turn their back on God. And people say, there's, you know, did God really say, is there really even a God? Does he even care? And, you know, they're finding out the same way, whether it's not, you know, whether it's in their own personal lives with the chaos and insanity they're dealing with, it doesn't make sense. A government that they watch on television all the time that can't seem to manage a border, can't even manage supply chains so that we can have the things that we've normally taken for granted that would be on the shelves of our grocery stores. You know, the sexual perversion, the sexual revolution, I mean, to such levels, John. I mean, you've got a major church split happening right now amongst the Methodists. And what's in the crosshairs of it all? It's sex. Are you picking kidding me? I mean, how different are we than the than the Philistines and, you know, those that worship Molech of historic times, that sacrificed their children to the god of Molech and had sex with whoever, however they wanted, who cared less. And, of course, you look back in the archives of human history and you see their demise and you go, wait a minute, you know, what are we doing here? Are we tempting fate ourselves, John?
Yeah, so we're seeing this all over in the mainstream. You've got, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays, they're wearing the LGBTQ logos, and it was cool. I saw in just the news there were actually a couple of these Rays players who declined to wear it, which is, you know, good for them. But then it's not just in baseball, it's also in the it's in football, it's in the NFL. They just did their first transgender cheerleader for the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. Now we've got a transgender. So we see this in the mainstream, and we kind of expect it in the mainstream, but as you're spotlighting, it's seeping into the church. And the sad thing is, Bill, that a lot of these pastors and preachers, they have absolutely no idea that they are going along with this mainstream narrative. I think I told you this story before, but I went to a pretty well-known Christian university seminary there in Southern California. I won't say the name, but they're one of the biggest in the country. And I had a professor there who, after, this was back in 2016 after Trump got elected. And so I'm sitting there in this class, this is a theology class, this professor, he's a PhD, so he's got a really expensive brain, right? And we're supposed to be learning about ecclesiology, so the study of the church, talking about the church body and the networks of the churches and how churches should be run and all that good stuff. And he had us put our desks in a circle. This is a conservative Christian university. They had us put our desks in a circle and go around and air our grievances that this racist, homophobe, xenophobe had just gotten elected to office. And Bill, there were students crying in the classroom and it was just, it was really absurd. Oh, wow. I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, wow, this is wild. I got to try to figure out how to get some kind of middle ground with this teacher so I can try to inject some good old fashioned American patriotism into him. And so after class, I was walking with him. I said, Professor, can I walk with you? He said, yeah, sure. And as we're walking, I said, hey, Professor, you know, I really appreciate that you're so politically aware and that you bring up this kind of stuff. That's really great. You know, just trying to get conversation going. And he goes, oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I go, well, you just said, you know, racism, homophobe, xenophobe, you know, all that patriarchy. You just gave a Hillary Clinton stump speech. And he said, he's like, honestly, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't watch the news. So this is a PhD in theology at a well-known conservative Christian university who had been completely indoctrinated to pick up the lingo.
Yes.
So this is the state of our theologians right now. So it's no wonder that a lot of our pastors and preachers end up teaching this stuff. And it's like it's like if you were to hear somebody come up to you, Bill, and you'll know this. Somebody starts talking about genuflecting. Somebody starts talking about transubstantiation. Somebody starts talking about praying the rosary. You immediately know that's about the religion. Exactly. That's about Catholicism.
Right.
And you'd say, oh, so you're talking about Catholicism. You're a Catholic. And then the person goes, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. So that's what's going on here is a lot of these professors at these Christian universities, but it's not just the professors. It's almost anybody you talk to, like talk to the average liberal.
But like you say, here's somebody with a credential of a PhD that by virtue of his education, he has a station. He has an authority position, right? Especially with kids that are going to school paying thousands of dollars for a degree. And they're, sadly, they're irresponsible with their station in life and the responsibility that they have with kids. Whether it's professors, whether it's, pastors of churches and on and on. And God is real clear how he will hold them into account. And I understand, look at, life is a grand experiment, but at some point, you know, you think you got to come. You know, what is your point of that exercise then, Professor? What were you trying to accomplish by putting us in a circle and upsetting people, emotionalizing a classroom and people to such a degree for, you know, what were you trying to affect here? What was your end goal?
But this is why it's so disturbing to me and why I got into politics coming out of seminary. I mean, I've been in Christian ministry for 15 years, but I decided to get into politics and into the news. That's ultimately what I do at American Faith. But I decided to get into it because I realized that the politics had metastasized into even the church. So now
exactly.
The church is pushing this cultural Marxism stuff. And that's why, Bill, we're losing in America on average about 1 million Christians per year in the United States. We go down every year by about 1 million Christians. And then if you ask those Christians, because we, you know, Barna, Pew Research, these kind of groups have done the work, and they've asked these people, why did you leave the church? And they say it's either because the church doesn't create an environment in which we can ask difficult questions, or when we ask those difficult questions, pastor, theologian like the one I just described will say that's a head issue and we only deal with the heart. So we gotta get the Marxism out of the church, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it's a brand compromise, we would say, in the marketing genre. And every time you compromise the brand, you're going to lose your loyal constituency. And this is what's happening right now. I also believe that there's a little bit of, I might say, God's judgment that's coming down on his church. Stay tuned. We've got more from John after this.
The mailbox, because of letter after letter from the IRS. Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Even after 7 decades of ministry in Albania and Kosovo, it can be so exciting to hear the responses from listeners there on how the Tide radio broadcasts are impacting their lives. Like this listener in Kosovo who wrote, "I listen to the pastor on the radio every week. I really love to listen to the messages. I've learned a lot from them about how to face difficulties. Listening to the broadcast always makes me think and fills me with hope. It is encouraging to know that hearing our gospel broadcast in their own language is helping people connect with Christ. Stories like these remind us that the work we're doing produces tangible results, all for the kingdom of God. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Albania and Kosovo whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
You know, having done all to stand, you keep standing. That's really what we do, John Fleetwood, is that you got to know the rock that you stand on. And more than ever, those that are confused and wondering what is going on with our country, you know, what is happening with this sexual revolution and, you know, all this pride you know, everything that's going on that is an abomination to God. We're such an oversexed, society that you've got a disassembling of a church institution that is happening right now over sex. I mean, who would have thought? But here it is again. It just again tells us how powerful and what the lure of sex can be. It's been this way from day in memoriam with humanity. I mean, we're just, you know, left to our own devices. We start, you know, perverting God's creation. And we think also, because like Ecclesiastes says, because sin is not reconciled immediately, we think we can get away with it. We think, oh, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe even you convince yourself, kind of like what you were saying earlier with this professor, you somehow convince your mindset to think that, oh, it's okay.
Yeah. Like, and that professor too, who was promoting this cultural Marxism, this anti-Westernism, is very common. It wasn't just him. Once I heard it from him, I realized, oh my goodness, it was all of these professors at these very prestigious Christian universities. So it's in the church.
And the seminaries too, John. And the seminaries. I mean, here you got all these young pastors, these aspiring pastors that are going in that we say, oh, well, that's the youth pastor. And you have no idea what biblical worldview or non-biblical worldview has been poured into this young person's mind, and you turn them over to your children, so what? So that they can be groomed? All in the name of Jesus? Are you kidding me?
It's true. Hopefully there's kind of like what's been going on with all these school boards. You'll have parents standing up and actually listening, because I think if a lot of us are honest with ourselves, when we go to church, you know, you kind of send your kids into – you know, the youth ministries, and then you go into the main sanctuary hall, and they kind of split us up, and that's got its pros and cons. But like you're saying, Bill, you're raising a great point. I haven't really thought about that. I mean, maybe we need to start listening in and you know, seeing what our kids are being taught, not just in schools, because parents are already waking up there, mm-hmm. but maybe now in the churches too. But when you look at all the craziness, Bill, I wanted to get your take on this. You look at the sexualization of what's going on in the world right now. You look at gas prices going crazy. You look at what's going on with the Jan 6 stuff. You look at, you know, Biden calling the Second Amendment not absolute. You've got these House Democrats. They want 1,000% tax on AR-15s. They want to take away our guns, even though they get to keep their guns and their security details. You know, they're the important ones.
Of course.
That, you know, they can be protected, but us, you know, us peons here, us regular Americans, we can't protect ourselves. So you look at all this craziness, Bill. There was this, I wanted your take on this. There's this resurfaced study called Mental Illness and the Left. And mm-hmm. this comes out of a 2020 issue, volume 60, number 4, out of a journal called Mankind Quarterly. Okay. And they did this study looking at left wingers and right wingers. So liberals, conservatives, and mental illness. They looked at this cross-sectional data set between 1972 and 2018, so this massive data set. And they did a search on people describing whether or not they have their own mental illness. So this is self-reported mental illness. Do you have any kind of mental illness? And the results even held up when adjusted for age and sex and race. So here was the key finding. It says, this is a quote from the abstract, within study meta-analysis of all the results found that extreme liberals, so people on the far left, had a 150% increased rate of mental illness compared to moderates. Let me say that one more time. Extreme liberals have a 150% increased rate of mental illness compared to moderates. Think about that. I mean, that's an aspect of politics today that nobody's really talking about. I think we like to say, oh, as conservatives, oh, you lefties, you're all crazy. Well, the people on the left do that too. You know, mm-hmm. Don Lemon and
right.
all the AOC, they'll call us crazy too. But here's some actual data published in this very prestigious journal that's looking at this massive data set spanning decades, and they're finding that people on the left, at least the far left, have a 150% increase of mental illness. I mean, isn't that wild? I was kind of curious what your take on that was, Bill, and how should that be integrated into politics today, in the conversation?
Well, people aren't going to hear it because, first, the first premise is that each side looks at the other side as evil, right? So they're saying you're evil, you're saying they're evil, and both cannot be right. And that's part of the problem, number one. Number two is that when you look at what happens in the Bible, look what happened to King Saul. King Saul abandoned, you know, God had set him apart. Jehovah Makedesh, the God who sanctifies, had set Saul apart to be the leader of Israel. And he was really clear as to what he would do. And Saul thought, you know, not all that important. I know God kind of said these things, but, you know, did he really mean? I mean, now we're back to the Garden of Eden, right? Did God really mean that I was supposed to act in a certain way, that I was supposed to totally annihilate the people and take over the land as he had directed? Did he really mean that, or could I just save some of the sheep in that? And so he compromised what God had sanctified. God's not happy with that. And so what happened to Saul later on? I mean, he needed the boy David to come in and play worship music and praise music to calm his anxiety, that in the midst of worship he could calm down. And so you see this repeatedly when people really, they lose their mind. And what causes them to lose their mind? Their anchoring. The anchoring on basic principles, godly principles. And this is, so I'm not surprised that they're finding this to be the case, because when you look at it time and again, just the conservatives, and I know it's rankling probably people on the left when they hear this, but you think about it. I mean, even in their party platform, they had the audacity to take God out of the Democratic platform. What did you think was going to happen when you took God out of the party platform? Like, you didn't have any idea of what had already happened to the schools when you decided to boldly come in and say, well, we got to have separation of church and state. We can't have Ten Commandments in the hallways of schools. And meanwhile, you know, schools go to hell in a handbasket, and you got all this chaos going on, you know, sexual hedonism and a lack of morality and disrespect to teachers. I mean, where kids are fighting with teachers in classrooms and all this insanity and stuff like that. And where does that come from? Does that come from people on the right? People who have even some religious connection and fear of God? No, it doesn't come. It just comes. It does come. So I'm not surprised by this at all, because God said he will not be mocked, right? You're going to reap what you sow.
Well, and here's what I'm worried about, Bill. And again, I'd love you. You always got the best takes on this kind of stuff. But it's almost, I feel like you always recommend go out, get involved in politics, you know, be honest with people, tell people the truth, make sure you have data to back up your claims. I wonder if what we're doing with conservatives, though, is we're doing it a disservice, because it's like training a fighter to be a boxer, and you're sending them into a match where the opponent is using Muay Thai, or they're using, you know, Jeet Kune Do or some kind, you know, Krav Maga, some kind of really dangerous fighting style. And you're just going in with boxing, as great as boxing is and as powerful as some, you know, like a Mike Tyson type. Unfortunately, like, if somebody's coming at you with like a Krav Maga or a Muay Thai, that boxer is just going to get taken out because they have no ground game. They're going to get taken out at their legs. They're not going to know what to do with kicks. So I wonder if we're not preparing fellow conservatives enough by explaining that, hey, as you go out into the world and spread this quote-unquote gospel of conservatism and patriotism and Americanism, you're going to be dealing with people who are actually 150% more likely to have mental illness. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how do we spread the pro-American message with knowing that that's the fighting style we're up against?
Well, the message that needs to be promoted above all is the message of God. It's the gospel. That's the truth.
Amen.
And you're asking a question that really requires more time, but it's really very simple when it comes down to it. And that is that with Jesus, we always win. You got to keep that in mind. We've got, stay with us. We got more coming up.
And Medicare is your main source of insurance. Pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving amazing benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Korea and the United States responded to North Korea's launch of 8 missiles Sunday by firing 8 more missiles into the waters off the eastern coast of the Korean Peninsula Monday morning. 7 were fired by South Korea and 1 by the United States, according to South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. Senators said Sunday there is a growing momentum to forge a bipartisan congressional response to recent mass shootings that could trigger federal gun control for the first time in a generation. But a deal is not yet in hand. Talks are expected to continue for several more days. The first weekend of June marked a greater number of lawlessness and shooting deaths in the United States, more so than the previous three-day weekend, which ended with Memorial Day. The number for weekend violence through Sunday night was at least 12 killed and 38 injured. During the holiday weekend, 9 were killed and more than 60 were injured. USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. We're going to talk PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, mental health condition that is triggered by a traumatic or terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. It's estimated that more than 600,000 vets live with flashbacks, nightmares, anxiety, or other symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. The challenges associated with repeatedly reliving traumatic experiences can be crippling to anyone. For vets, this can make the transition to civilian life even more daunting. Wounded Warrior Project offers interactive programs, peer support, rehabilitative mental health workshops, access to clinical care, as well as intensive outpatient treatment through its Warrior Care Network to help vets manage PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and combat stress. Here to tell us more about it is Ryan Cools. He's a Project Odyssey Director at WWP, and also Yolanda Poulard, who will share her story about her experiences that led her to recovery. Yolanda and Ryan, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Ryan, let me start with you. How common is it for returning warriors to develop PTSD?
So PTSD is a very natural reaction to an unnatural experience of combat trauma. For those veterans that were deployed in combat to Iraq and Afghanistan, many of them have had a significant, stressful, traumatic experience during their time in deployment. So it is very common for those folks to develop PTSD, and really want to make sure that folks understand that if they are living with the symptoms of PTSD, there's help out there and support that is available to help them manage and mitigate what they're going through.
Ryan, from my understanding, there are some signs
in the battlefield of PTSD, but they seem to be more pronounced once the warrior comes home. There's just something about coming home. Maybe their brain gets to relax a little bit, and you know, the process of PTSD really takes a hold. Is that what you're finding to be the case as well?
So anyone that has been in a combat experience or spent significant time in the military comes out of that time a different person. The experiences that take place certainly change folks. Sometimes that those can be formative experiences that help folks along their journey, and sometimes it can be experiences that set folks back. But coming home a different person than when you left certainly can show signs of PTSD and other mental health conditions.
Yolanda Pillard, you and Ryan both served in the Army, and we're grateful for your service, your defense for freedom on our behalf. Tell us more about your deployments.
I deployed to Iraq as a company commander. Then I deployed to Afghanistan. I worked as a female engagement team officer. I also worked with the women in Zabul, helping established schools, doing things within the community and the government. And I guess on my last outreach program was where I did not attend because I was in transition, and that's where the soldiers was attacked, and we lost three soldiers from that. And that's where my struggle, I guess, intensified.
I can only imagine. Ryan, back to you. What are the barriers that are that's preventing vets from seeking treatment?
So we know that 1 in 5 veterans either put off or do not seek needed mental health support. The vast majority of them indicate that the stigma associated with seeking that support is why they're not doing that. And that stigma could manifest itself as them feeling weak for asking for help, or them feeling that they don't deserve the help and support that is out there. So having stories like Yolanda shared as far as wide as we can, and the other service members that have gone through similar things, is a great opportunity to be able to break down some of that stigma and ensure that more people have access to care.
Exactly. Yolanda, what was the moment for you when you decided you need help?
The moment for me was when I was just a living shell in this dark, dull world, trying to find life again, but just didn't know how to. And that's when I was introduced to Warrior Care Network. That's when my treatment began, and that's when my life slowly came back, and I became back functional within my family, within my community.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. Ryan, can you expand a little bit more on Yolanda's story and the Warrior Care Network and what that's all about, these resources that are available for the returning service members?
Of course. Warrior Care Network is one of Wounded Warrior Products' many mental health-focused programs. We have programs that support veterans with outdoor experiential learning, an opportunity to get in the outdoors and use those experiences to learn different coping skills. We have a program called Wounded Warrior Product Talk, which is an emotional supportive listening program where folks set goals and have regular conversations with a supportive teammate that's going to help them meet those goals. And Wounded Warrior Product has a holistic model of service to provide whatever the veteran and their family needs to be successful in their journey, their lifetime journey, of being the most successful and well-adjusted generation of service members in this nation's history.
Exactly. We're talking with Ryan Cools, Project Odyssey Director at Wounded Warrior Project, and also Yolanda Pillard, talking about her experiences with PTSD and a former Army vet as well. Yolanda, what resources did you utilize to help with your emotional and mental health?
I use the art therapy, cognitive training, and cognitive training is a type of training where It helps you to understand what happened to you. It was not your fault. It teaches you how to think realistic. We also use different, like, self-talk. But some of the other programs that I really enjoyed and that really helped was the health and nutrition program, where it teaches you how to eat right, how to do some type of form of exercise. And you realize doing all of this, it helps with depression, anxiety, and PTSD. It helps you to look at yourself in a better way.
Exactly. Ryan, your experience in combat, what really makes this just an especially personal commitment for yourself, and because you're able to help support other vets who take part in Wounded Warrior Project programs. Tell our audience about that, and also tell them where they can go for more information. So I'm going to give you the last two questions here. Go ahead.
Of course. So I was in the Army from May of 03 to May of 07 and got hurt in late 05. My vehicle was struck by an IED, and I lost my right arm and left leg, as well as the two soldiers that were in the truck with me. So having that experience gave me an opportunity to be able to better relate to folks that have gone through some similar challenges and show them that there is an opportunity to be able to better yourself, whether no matter what you went through during your military experience, that there's support and services that are out there to be able to better yourself. And folks can access those at woundedwarriorproject.org, and it'll really give a great opportunity to see the full scope of the programs and services that Wounded Warrior Project offers, as well as how folks can get involved and support veterans in their community.
Well, Yolanda and Ryan, thank you for your time and your service. Appreciate it. You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Adam Holtz from Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com. Hey, Adam, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing okay. Still getting through the voice situation, but hey, look at, you know, we'll hang in there, continue to pray that all will be well with you. Like the book of Mark, you know, immediate healing. That's what I love about Mark. Mark, everything about
everything
Mark was immediate.
Yep.
I know, I love that. You know, and of course, here we are, this microwave generation that I often speak of, that we stand in front of a microwave is still not fast enough. But look at, in due process, God has a reason, you know, to get you through this, because, man, this has been tripping you up a number of times, and maybe this will be the last hurrah here to where your immunity system will be strong enough and you'll quit being the bug magnet that you are, buddy.
I don't want to be a bug magnet anymore. I never aspired to that title.
I get it. So I hear you loud and clear. Hey, real quick, before we talk about some movies, got a couple of movies. So I did get a chance to see Top Gun. I'll tell you about that in a minute.
Yep.
But I think it's quite interesting what is happening right now in the fabric of the church. And I mentioned it this morning, and I thought, wow, where did that come from? And that is that this sense that, you know, we always know that judgment starts in the house of the Lord. And look what's happening in the Catholic Church right now. It's quite interesting, and we can be thankful. I'm thankful for President Biden and Nancy Pelosi on this issue, because it's really raising the consciousness of Catholics to understand and to really take a stand for the holiness of the Eucharist. And yes, you know, we're quite shocked that the leadership of the Catholic Church would elevate liberal pastors and pastors and priests who are taking a stand and holding to the holiness of the Eucharist, and they're getting demoted and reclassified. It's like, okay, and here you have, you know, Nancy Pelosi again, you know, continuing to promote abortion and saying, hey, look, I'm still going to take communion. And let me tell you, this is a grievance to people of faith. And I pray for Nancy Pelosi. I pray for the President of the United States because of the positions that they're in. They're in God-honored positions, and what they're doing is they are leading people of faith away from the sound principles of God, the clear principles of God, to protect life. And what they're doing as leaders is they are leading people. And think, it's not just them or their families. It's people
in the United States of America. It's a people around the world that will say, hey, it must be okay, because Nancy Pelosi believes in, and she's a Catholic, and she's still receiving Holy Communion, and Joe Biden the same way. Well, my prayer for them is that they would be reconciled to God in such a way to realize what they're doing is that you cannot divide politics and the heart of God like this.
Right.
You cannot separate what God has intended and somehow come up with your own doctrine and still believe that somehow you can participate with God. That's an anathema.
No, that's absolutely right. And,
right?
And I think that years ago I read a book, I think it was Richard Foster who wrote it. It was called Money, Sex, and Power.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when the church, for the sake of the appearance of temporal gain, corrupts itself because it's gotten a taste of that power,
mm-hmm.
That we've seen that throughout the history of the church, you know,
right.
that the church and government get intertwined, and theology is almost always a victim, you know, which is why our culture, our country was established on the idea that, look, we want to have an appropriate separation of these things, as much to protect, I think, the church's purity ideologically and theologically, as anything. But when we get a taste of that power, man, that you get corruption. And I think the same can be said of money and sexuality, right?
Right.
And there's not any one expression of Christianity that has a lock on any of those issues, right? I mean, we're seeing other you know, denominations right now having some skeletons in their closet brought out. And so with all of it, our response is repentance. And Scripture is pretty clear. Don't take the cup unworthily, you know, or you're drinking judgment on yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty stern warning. And obviously none of us are perfect, and that's the whole point of the cup in the first place. We don't purify ourselves and then come to the table. It's Jesus' sacrifice that purifies us, but that when we have rampant sin in our lives and we're trying to pretend that it's not there, I think that's what it means when it, you know, it talks about drinking the cup unworthily.
Exactly. Well, it's like what Paul Kengor, Dr. Kengor, was saying this morning, is that Jesus said, and sin no more, go forth, sin no more. You've been, you know,
right.
You've been forgiven. So you cannot sit there and take the Holy Eucharist with your fingers crossed and ask for some sort of, you know, spiritual King's X so that you can,
right.
you know, participate in Holy Communion. It is
right.
holy. And what that means, and you are coming into communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit during this sacred sacrament.
Right.
And to do so unworthily, to think that you can be so casual about it. Well, we know that, we read in the Old Testament when the sons of Aaron disrespected the holiness of God and what happened to them.
Right. Well, it didn't go well with them.
No. And the deal was, in that case, we're back to the Book of Mark. It was immediate. And, but also Ecclesiastes says that because sin isn't reconciled immediately, you know, because I could tell you that all it would take is one time if somebody participated in communion in an unworthy manner and they were treated like the sons of Aaron, we would not have a lot of examples or further examples of that, right? Because people would be talking about that for ages, right?
And I think that in our culture, and you know, this speaks to the issue of abortion, we so value self-determination and being in charge, we think, of our own destiny. And I think that Scripture challenges us to lay that emphasis on self down, right?
Right?
And it's not about you. It's not about your self-determination. It's not about my self-determination, right? I got four fingers pointing back at myself here, Bill. So
exactly. Well,
it's
all
me having it figured out. But.
No. Well, we're having an open conversation about this, and what do we speak? We speak that of which we know most, and that's about ourselves, right?
Right.
So,
exactly.
So exactly. Nobody's claiming any high ground here. I mean, we're all building our own Tower of Babels, is what you're saying.
Yeah. And I think that when we put the focus on protecting ourselves, protecting our future, and we all do that naturally to some extent, obviously, we want to be wise. We don't want to make bad decisions. But our desire as followers of Christ is to submit those desires, going back to the Foster book, that have to do with power, that have to do with sexuality, that have to do with money. And those are the places that we look for meaning often apart from God, right?
Exactly.
Which is why I think he talks about them so much in Scripture is, you know, this is the anvil on which, you know, our faith is forged, are those sticky issues. And we all have to wrestle through them on some level and in different seasons and different times and ways.
Well, it's the forces of this world. It's the temporal forces, money, sex, and power. I mean, wow. And how many men and women have been ruined as a result of those powerful, powerful objects of affection?
Right.
And here we are, and we'll set that aside for just a moment. Can we talk movies just real quick? I did have a chance to see Top Gun Maverick. Number one, still better, my humble opinion. It just was, even with the new technology and all that, it was a little bit of, I thought, Top Gun meets, Luke Skywalker, a little bit. But that's okay. And, all is fine, fine and well, but I appreciate it. But I didn't think it was better than the first one.
Well, what I really liked about it is it doesn't make apologies for America. Like if there was some hidden woke message in there, I didn't see it. So, it was unabashedly patriotic without being over the top. You know,
exactly.
It wasn't rah-rah.
Yeah, it wasn't a Rocky moment, talking about the Russians or anything like that. Exactly. No, I thought in that sense, you're exactly right. The other surprise for me was Hollywood Star Girl.
Yeah.
That surprised me.
Yeah.
I got to tell you.
Tell me how it surprised you. I want to hear more about that.
Well, only because I thought, wow, it was so innocent.
Yeah.
And simple.
Yep.
But to the point. And I just thought, when I first saw it, I go, oh, well, I'm not, but it had a way of engaging me. And I was surprised by that. It was very touching. I liked it.
Yep. Really great review or movie. And you can find reviews at PluggedIn.com.
There it is. Also, we got Fire Island, Interceptor, Chippendale, Rescue Rangers. We talk about a lot of great stuff there. And Adam and the team continue to do their outstanding work on behalf of We the Faithful, whether it has to do with movies, TV, music, games, books, YouTube channels. Check it all out so that you know before you buy and before you expose your kids to some of these things, because they can all be so subtle, can't they?
They can. That is exactly right, Bill.
Adam Holtz, he's the director of PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam. Take care. God bless.
Thanks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing?